Welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts today. I'm thinking it's cloudy outside, but it's not cold, it's not freezing. Maybe our winter is over. You know, it says in Genesis that we'll always have winter. We will always have spring, and we'll always have summer, and we'll always have fall. So I think maybe winter's over. At least I'm praying. The temperatures are predicted to be a little bit. Always amazed me how these meteorologists can predict temperatures. Can you imagine? And they're pretty accurate. It's cool. But I wanted to talk about something that I mentioned a couple weeks ago, and that's about Bible prophecy for the year 2024 and how the church, and I'm talking about the church as a whole, worldwide church of the Lord Jesus, and the local church as Bethel United Methodist Church, teaching and preaching and understanding Bible prophecy. Did you know that 31% of the Bible is God revealing how events will unfold before they happen? Our Father wants His children to know what the future holds. And that's the reason that Bible prophecy exists and why we study it. Some of it's been fulfilled in our lifetime. We could be the generation to see the return of the Lord, and I hang on to that blessed hope. But Bible prophecy speaks God's truth. He is the chief. He is the one in charge. He exists outside of time, and He knows everything. And so, whatever God says, you can take it as truth. That's why the first reason that Bible prophecy has been given to us is that we can live by that truth. Remember what Pilate asked Jesus? What is truth? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, the Bible proves that it is God's Word. It proves that God's Word, in fact, in the Bible, is the only book ever written that contains genuine fulfilled prophecies. And these prophecies were fulfilled to the T. Fulfilled Bible prophecy proves that the Bible is truly the Word of God, and we can put our faith and trust in its author, is God. He wrote it. The third reason, I think, is to show us that God is in complete control. He's a sovereign God. That may sound like a big theological word, but sovereign simply means God is ultimately in control of every single detail. And Bible prophecy puts that fact on display like nothing else. And the other reason that God gives us Bible prophecy is to demonstrate that God loves us and He has a plan for our lives. We're not just floating around on a big spinning orb out here in outer space with no purpose and no meaning like the atheists claim. I love that picture from space of the earth just sitting there like, whoa, that is really cool. Think about that. God has crafted a purpose for every person that He has ever made because He loves His children. And God also planned a destination for the faithful. And He wants us to live with Him in heaven, on the new earth and the new heaven forever and ever. And Bible prophecy shows the world history and the faithful living of God's people, loving the eternal Father. The other reason I think that it deals with skeptics of Bible prophecy. You know, sometimes prophecy gets miscued as people bring about general skeptics and different things, and about it's just too vague to believe. But if you take a closer look, God provides many specific details about His plan for the ages. This plan shows how God is working to bring humanity back into a right relationship with Him, so that one day we shall dwell in a blessed time of peace, righteousness, and fellowship with our Creator. You see, Bible prophecy can be very specific and very purposeful, for God explains how His plan will unfold through His prophetic word. And the other thing I think of it, it revolves around God's characteristic of being mighty. The fact that God the Father gave up His one and only Son to die on the cross for the penalty of sin so that we can place our trust and faith in Him and be redeemed. That's truly praiseworthy. The promise that Jesus Christ is going to return one day. in might and power to victoriously defeat that old devil to Satan and his minions and set up his kingdom here on earth. What a joy! We could be the generation to see the return of the Lord. And it says in that little book of Jude, that we're going to return with Jesus and set up his kingdom here on this earth. That's why I am praying that maybe those of us who are alive and well or raptured out of here won't experience physical death. What a joy. But if we do have to go physical death, we are going to be a part of his kingdom forever. Anyhow, I digress. The other reason I think God gave us Bible prophecy is to demonstrate how big God is and how tiny, teeny we are in comparison. Nobody's like God. Therefore, he is alone and he is worthy of us living our lives to try to please him. Through his obedience and our act of love, even God is far greater than we are. But he still has a use for us and a purpose, and we have an assignment. Because he alone is worthy of our obedience and praise. Bible prophecy points to that fact. And the other thing I think is a very excellent point about how this earth, evil often gets away with its crimes. Bad people commit bad things, and often without ever facing punishment. And yet, Bible prophecy promises that swift justice is coming. The evil in this world will come to an end. Now, while we're patiently waiting for that glorious day, God is mercifully providing humanity this short reprieve. Return to him in repentance. He calls us to turn in repentance. Turn to him and grab a hold of his gracious offer of having a right relationship with him. Bible prophecy maps this all out for us in a timeline. And the other thing I think is that we need to get prepared to be in right relationship with him. That's all that righteousness means, to be in a right relationship with God. And prophecy shows God's grace. Our Creator lets us know what's going to happen ahead of time so that we can get right with him. Now, if God wanted to, he could just drop the hammer on everybody right now because we're sinners. And he's not. That's why Jesus said on the cross, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" God didn't forsake him, but Jesus had all the sins of the world on his shoulders, and God could not be in the presence of sin. But when Jesus gave up the ghost, God accepted that blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ for forgiveness and for the ability for us to be in a right relationship with God. It's an awesome thing. And all you got to do is confess with your lips and believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and you'll be saved. Saved from what, preacher? Saved from eternal hell. We know exactly what judgments are coming if we study God's word. And we know exactly what blessings are coming. And he gives us time to prepare to get right with him. You know, Jesus wants well-trained saints in heaven. And he said, in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulation, but fear not, I've overcome the world. And we're thinking, wait a minute, I accepted Christ in my life, but I still got trials and tribulation. Well, we work through them through God's grace, giving us better training to be prepared to return with him when he sets up his kingdom. It's a great deal. The Lord's army, not man's army. Man's army, 6 to 8 weeks, and you're trained and you're out on the battlefield. No, no, no. God's army, you are in training until he comes for us, or unless we go home to be with him. And the final thing I was thinking about, there's so many reasons why God's given us Bible prophecy, and it would be that it is meant to give Christians hope, the blessed hope. The Lord wants us to understand how the future will play out. And sure, there's valleys in life that we must traverse, and terrifying times and tribulation and all of that stuff, but prophecy is meant to give us hope that this evil age will end. Jesus will return as promised to rapture up his church, the snatching away, if you would, before the tribulation begins. That's a promise. He'll defeat the devil. He'll finally institute his 1,000-year kingdom of grace and peace and righteousness. We gain hope in knowing that the Christian's final destination is to dwell in peace with our Creator forever and ever in the eternal state that He has provided. So, prophecy is meant to give us hope. If you are a believer, we have a great future ahead of us. Encourage one another. We have a biblical mandate to do that. So I'm thinking, you know, we need to understand Bible prophecy. Sometimes we think, I can't understand it all. Well, you can understand it through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. So if you repent, accept Christ and His living sacrifice and say, Holy Spirit, teach me what the Bible says. When I'm reading the Bible, teach me. And I can assure you, He will. That's a joy that we have. Well, this is a Bible prophecy talk, but it's also a time of prayer and thanksgiving, and we want to give God praise. We have a lot of people that's listed on our prayer requests and different things, and we pray for them. We pray a prayer of intercession because, and we always say, Lord, let your people know they don't need a preacher. They don't need a 1-800 number. If they accept you in their life, they have direct access to the Holy of Holies. And you can pray for yourself. You can pray for others. It's a wonderful thing to be a part of the kingdom of God. And Jesus, when He was here on earth, the disciples wondered, what do you do when you go off by yourself at the end of the day? And He told them simply, I got to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? How can you do that? Can we do that? And He said, yeah, let me give you a prayer. A prayer to be a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. As we close this segment with a prayer of agreement with and for the people that are listed on our prayer needs, and we thank you for the prayer Jesus taught as we pray it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, as some of my friends on some of the programs and so forth that teach Bible prophecy and say, continue to look up, because we are, your redemption draws nigh. I love that little phrase. Have a wonderful day and keep in touch.